Rise and Shine, the Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.
Hi, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and we are at the Enoch Davis Center, and they're having a healthy living class. I'm here with one of the people who are instrumental in making this happen within the community, and of course, this is all the radio on the air today. Hi, Keith, the boss of the beach, and who am I speaking to?
Hello, I'm Cindy Hetz. I work for the University of Florida IFAS Extension Family Nutrition Program here in Pinellas County, Florida. Our program is in 40 counties across Florida. We work with the SNAP eligible population all across the county. We love coming to Enoch Davis Center because we have such a wonderful group of seniors that are instrumental in making a fun garden outside. It helps with eating more healthy meals. And now our public health specialist, Hillary Miller, who's been with us for 7 years, has been able to start a walking program and also exercising at the same time. So now not only can our seniors do gardening outside, they can get some stretching in, do a walk around, and then work together to make those healthy vegetables and fruits happen and bring them home and cook with them.
Healthy living. Next week, I'm going to go with the word vegan. And then we're going to talk about the difference between vegan and vegetarian. I'm going to have her say hello again and tell you how to reach this group if you happen to be another organization that needs what they bring. And I'm going to make sure that we take care of all of our veterans. We support veterans too at University of Florida. Now tell them how to reach you.
Sure. You can look us up at familynutritionprogram.org, or you can always email me at clhetz@ufl.edu.
You heard it first right here. Keith, the boss of the beach, this was wonderful. Many blessings. Tim, take it away.
Stay tuned. More from the boss of the beach at WVETOnlineRadio.com. American Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon. Of course, this is a beautiful day in paradise. Keith, the boss of the beach, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And of course, we are on the air today.com. The new network carrying a lot of new stuff. So if you got all of the rest of that stuff for veterans, go to ontheairtoday.com and see what's new. And don't forget, we're broadcasting, of course, from St. Pete Online Radio and Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM. I happen to be down here near Vinoy Park, out here live, and I want to say something. What is the mission, defendants and survivors, that come with being a veteran? You have sacrificed to keep our country and everything it represents safe. We honor and serve you by fulfilling President Lincoln's promises to care for all those who have given their battle stations a good battle. President Lincoln said it, and guess what? We're doing it. Here, trying to help all of our veterans, wherever you are and wherever you're going to be. And again, this is Keith, the boss of the beach. This is Voice for Veterans. And I always say it like this: for veterans, with veterans, to veterans, by veterans, and of course, the family members. We have a tendency not to remember the family members. The family members make a difference. These are the ones that are taking care of the veteran when we aren't. And don't forget, you have the responsibility to stand up and say, we support veterans too. That's a part of our slogan. That's a part of our everyday plan. Veterans Day is every day. And now we're going to make it clear that all of us are going to be able to say, throughout America and around the world, we got veterans all over the world who stayed to cover some of these countries, and they're still there with their families. We support veterans too. That's a slogan that's going to stay for all times. This is our way of saying veteranization is a part of our culture, is a part of what we do, what we say, what we are, how to do it. So you got to remember one thing. You got to remember one thing. I want you to remember that one thing that I didn't say. And that is, that's 14. Now, what does that mean? It means we support veterans too, based on veterans. Veterans helping veterans is just a bigger part. If the rest of the corporate America and those who teach, understand, hospitals and everybody have to stand up and say we support vets too, and we know that our veterans have never turned down each other, but I want to make it official now. Vets 214, right on the website. Please, on the air today.com, WVET online radio.com. And guess what? You can find this out. Click on Vets 214 and find out what veterans are doing to support veterans. I'm just now leaving the Veterans Administration office right downtown 501 First Avenue North. And the people there are always so helpful. And they have given me a bunch of new stuff for me to peruse and go over and figure out. But I want to thank those who supported us first and supported the veterans at the Renaissance Festival. Especially goes out to Lucy with an I. I want to thank everybody who's down here who's servicing our veterans and taking care of them, especially those who supported veterans through the Renaissance Festival. And guess what? Those who will be supporting us this weekend downtown. Of course, we got the Sports Connection down there with O'Ferbs. Guess what? There's a lot more going on in St. Pete to support us and to support the veterans. We want you to know that we have all intentions of making sure that we support vets too is a part of what all of us believe in and all of us are working toward. And that's good for our veterans, but it's better for us. Those who say they want to comply but don't have a lot of time, we understand it. Pick one day, one event, one time, one way, but call in and ask. Text in and find out. Facebook, YoBook, MySpace, Instagram, all of that stuff is now available to WVET. So reach us out. Reach out to us. Forgive me. Reach out to us in any one of those categories, and we'll respond as best we can. I want to give a shout out to all of those getting ready to get into the politics side of this. We know right now that the midterm elections are coming up. Politically, veterans make a difference. Go out and vote. Doesn't matter who you vote for, but go out and exercise what you have. And I'm going to get right back to you in just a minute and support our mission. Get a flag from the American Legion to make sure come Memorial Day, you're standing there doing your part. Get yourself some flags. Let's make sure we do the right thing and stand up for all of our veterans. Now, there's a whole bunch of new stuff that's coming out, and you guys will get a chance to hear about that in just a second. But right now, we're going to take a break. I'll be right back. Just listen to this little piece of great music.
On the front porch, and I've been watching life fade away. I've been doing all the wrong things. Now I'm hoping I can change my ways. So let me go. I don't love you anymore. And let our love down somewhere deep in hallowed ground. Well, it was mid-September, I'll always remember how it felt that day. When the light was ever started falling apart, they came and took me away. Well, I've had a lot of time to think about the hell that I've been through. And a little baby boy staring back at me is the only good to come from you. So let me go, let me go. I don't love you anymore. And let Father, for I have sent you unleashed the beast that was caged within. Love her now like I loved her then. Off again, on again, off again. Well, it's 3 a.m. and it don't feel right. Gotta get away, gotta leave tonight. Boy, you take a piece of my very soul. Well, if you play with fire, you're gonna get burned. And thanks to you, that's a lesson I've learned. Now the only thing I need is an open road. So let me go, I don't love you anymore. And let our love down somewhere deep in hallowed ground. So let me go, I don't love you anymore. And let our love down somewhere deep in hallowed ground.
Yes, welcome back. I sure hope you enjoyed that song. That's one of our favorite artists. And guess what? Always the best in music right here. WVET, of course, this is Voice for Veterans. I have a special guest that wants to just say hello to all of the St. Pete and Tampa area from the NAACP, Miss Etta Tucker. She is the Vice President for Education for the NAACP, and there's some big things happening for our veterans and their families. Etta Tucker.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Etta Tucker, NAACP. CP on the Education Committee to help to motivate and inspire our children as they go through, especially the veterans' children. Keep up the good work. Keep moving forward. Thank you.
And that was a special message. They happen to be right here. We're downtown St. Petersburg getting ready for a blues festival coming up. And we're going to be there supporting veterans through the blues. Thank you, Ms. Tucker, for taking that moment just to welcome everybody to this great area that we are in and to enjoy the fact that you guys, the NAACP, has reached a new milestone. They're reaching out for veterans' families, and they're making it clear. And, of course, we know what the NAACP is, but they now represent everybody. It's not only the Negroes, colored people, black folk. We didn't have so many names, we ain't sure. But it's all of those who are in need. And that's what Martin Luther King said many years ago. And it's also what Bill Clinton said years later. It's about all of us. And we're going through it right now between the war and the COVID. Guess what? We've already regrouped. We're back on the plan, doing what we can in our neighborhoods to take care of those in a low power situation. When we grew up, AM was king. Then came along FM, kinger. And then came along low power. Now it's making a difference inside the communities. and we always want to do a little segment on radio. This week, I do want to say hello to our buddies over there, Sports Connection. They're reaching out to do more golf in this market. We support them. I want all you veterans who like a little golf game to tune in to the Sports Connection. Okay? Mike, I know you're listening, so you know that I'm talking for you. Sports Connection, 96.7 FM, does broadcast out of a place downtown St. Pete on Saturday, so tune in. And he'll let you know where he is, and he'll let you know what he's doing. What we're going to do now is talk a little bit about what's going over there at Bay Pines, and I just found out that Bay Pines National Cemetery is now available for all of those who may be having some problems. And I only use the word problems because guess what? It's all a problem. Message from Bay Pines National Cemetery. Welcome to Bay Pines National Cemetery. We hope you find peace amid these quiet and beautiful grounds and visit us again. If I die and you bury me there, don't visit me but once. But if you happen to be around, it is wonderful. The Bay Pines National Cemetery was established April 1933. It's not new, but they refurbished the property, and they're looking to make sure you know where people who served this country are buried in Florida. Situated on 31.3 acres, the cemetery serves over 300,000 veterans in the state of Florida. We're doing our best and praying for the rest. We take care of those veterans we can. And we want you to know the cemetery, the Bay Pines Cemetery, has been cleaned up. It's nice. It's clean. And there are a few more places. So be sure, check with them when you talk about burying a veteran. Check with them first. Although the cemetery no longer has grave sites available for new casket burials, it can accommodate the intermediate or eligible family members within the loved one's grave. That's what we had to do to my daddy and mama. They in the same grave. Only thing I can say is mama finally got on top. Daddy went first. So now you know, but you can share that grave if you're a family member and don't have to do anything extra. The cemetery can accommodate the burial of cremated remains. Now that's the other side of the coin. If you happen to be cremated, there is a little space for you. If you're a new veteran, you don't know where you're going to go. If you're going to be cremated, you can ask Bay Pines to accommodate you. They'll make a way if you're going to be cremated. Over 1,100 burials are conducted every year at this cemetery. And it's going to get tighter and tighter. So do your thing. Call them. Get online, find out how to reach them, and say, I need to be in touch with the Bay Pines National Cemetery staff. And they will help you make the decision that you want to make. Of course, there are a lot of categories that you want to look at when you're talking about burying people. You're talking about your cemetery floral policies, limited floral arrangement, artificial flowers and potted plants, seasonal holiday adornments. To maintain the dignity of the cemetery, no item or object may be attached to a headstone, please. It's not a policy that we follow, and it keeps the cemetery uniform. We sure do want to say thank you for those who are listening to us here and getting the information that we're providing from Bay Pines National Cemetery. In March of 1933, the cemetery was dedicated and officially opened as a burial ground for those who died in Bay Pines Veteran Administration Center, which included a hospital, medical, and that's of course that disciplinary hospital. 21-acre site was laid out for 42 systematic sections. The first interment was made, was made on April 25th, 1933. We thank you for that time. And in 64, January, grave sites were made available. And guess what? They're full already. We're only looking for those who can be cremated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that's our shout out going to Bay Pines. Next week, our shout out is going to James Haley and, of course, the Miami Veterans Hospital and the one in Atlanta. We're going to do a whole thing on VA in the Southeast. So you know where they, if you're a veteran, you're moving around, summer's coming, you're going to be traveling. We want you to know where you can stop if you have to have any needs at all. Bay Pines National Cemetery is located on the grounds of Bay Pines Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Pinellas County, about 9 miles west, northwest of St. Petersburg, Florida. Now you know where to go, and they'll take care of it and give you the show. Nothing but the best. We're praying for the rest. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, talking to you about Bay Pines, the cemetery. Our program is Burial with Dignity. Burialwithdignity.org. Check us out. We want to make sure that everybody gets buried with dignity. If you tune in to us, American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, and of course, the U.S. and Latin Chamber of Commerce. We thank you again. For more information, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan. Abraham Lincoln, March 4, 1865. We appreciate it, and we're going to stay tuned right here. Be right back.
And all that you do, I just wanted to tell you.
Tate. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and this is 96.7 FM radio, and I am standing down here with all the people who are actually working on a blues festival. I love it because the newspaper says, lose your blues, and that's what we're going to do right here. Veterans, come lose your blues, because we all here somewhere in the world. Go turn on a radio station and tell them if you don't play the blues, we're not listening. And, of course, if you go to 96.7, we do have our blues show. Tune in, find out when it is, choose to listen. Recruit military. That's a new slogan that they're putting out so that we recruit the military. When you get to be a veteran, you already got a job. No degree, no problem. Flying toward achievement. And that is from all of the guys out here as a new magazine. Search an employee. Rise to your next career. You have the skills. We have the opportunities. Those are the kind of things I want to always hear when you're saying, let's take care of our veterans in a special way. We want all veterans to realize that you're a part of the community. And that's what's important. So there'll come a day that it won't be special. It'll be normal to take care of a veteran. Flying toward the achievement. And 2,000 U.S. Marine Corps veteran Jason McCarthy was approached by a determined U.S. Army recruiter. Though he did not know, it was the time for him to do some changes. And he's doing them now. Flying toward achievement. Some of you guys who were doing regular Army might as well go to the Air Force. When my dad was growing up, he was told he had to go to the Army. He applied for early Army Air Corps, ended up in Kelly Field down there in Texas. One of the few blacks. You all always hear about the Tuskegee Airmen, but you don't know what happened to the rest of the black soldiers who wanted to be Air Corps people. It happened, and it's a part of history. If you're looking around for some work and you're a veteran, be sure and look up ways for veterans to find a job. Call us here. USAA is helping. UPS is helping. And the rest of us are going the way we can to help those. Everybody, come on. Enjoy what you do. But give a veteran a chance to help. Give a veteran a chance to do that job you're looking for somebody. And if you're not looking, start looking. There are veterans out here who are willing to do what it takes to make sure that this thing works. And lose your blues all the weekend through. Nothing but a blessing. Nothing but a shout. Over and out. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.